This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. The clock is ticking on the Scott administration to make an important decision about the future of public safety communications. It's a decision that could also affect broadband and cell service in the state. What is this issue all about, and how will it affect consumers across Vermont? With us now to take a look at this issue is someone who's been following this topic very closely. That's Dave Graham of VT Digger. Dave, great to have you back on the program.
Nice to be with you, Bob.
So, Dave, Vermont's Public Safety Broadband Commission is weighing two options that could have a big impact in the coming years on public safety communication networks throughout the state. What's the goal of this overall initiative, no matter which option is selected?
As a lot of your listeners know, Vermont currently has pretty spotty broadband and cellular phone coverage in many parts of the state. And obviously, if you're a first responder, anybody from a volunteer firefighter to a state trooper who's going to the scene of really anything, you know, a small plane crash in the mountains or any other sort of emergency or flooding incident and that kind of thing, first responders really depend on good communications with each other and with their own agency headquarters and so on. And so these things need improvement, and that's what the goal of the program is.
So there are two options being looked at. One is going with the federal FirstNet program and AT&T. What opportunities does this option offer to the state of Vermont?
Well, the federal government program called FirstNet, which is affiliated with the U.S. Department of Commerce, signed a contract with AT&T in late March, making AT&T the sort of prime vendor around the country for developing state-based public safety broadband improvement projects over the next 25 years. This is a really key piece of business for any telecom company, in part because one of the things that the winning bidder of this contract was to get was a chunk of the telecommunications spectrum that's currently been in reserve. And that's an incredibly valuable piece of real estate, as I suspect any broadcaster knows. That's very important. In addition to that, the benefit to the company is that they have the potential now to sign up public safety responders in Vermont. A lot of them are on Verizon because Verizon has a good network here. If this program comes into Vermont, then there might be a big incentive for your local volunteer firefighters and so on to switch from Verizon to AT&T.
So under this option, would we see the FirstNet program and AT&T developing better broadband and cell service throughout the state?
That is the goal. The issue with it is, or one of the issues, is that if you ask for any specifics about how this thing's going to be rolled out, what sort of equipment they're going to use, where they're going to be developing the network to a greater degree, where their network is already, et cetera, this kind of information is very, very tough to get. And in fact, some of the state officials involved in reviewing this project have been really rather disturbed by the fact that they can't even see the contract between the federal FirstNet program and AT&T. So they can't really know what it is we're supposedly buying into. And that makes some people who, favor government transparency and stuff sort of put a little more weight in the idea of this other idea, which is to opt out of the AT&T federal agreement. And states are allowed to do this. You can go out on your own, find your own network development vendor, and then build up your own public safety broadband network. It has to be looped in with the national system, and there are very, very tough standards to meet on that. But if you can do it, then states are technically allowed to do that.
So if this first option is taken, does it give AT&T just a huge advantage in this market?
It's somewhat of an advantage. I mean, that's really kind of hard to determine because, Vermont does have some other vendors that, frankly, are more entrenched. As I said, Verizon's network penetrates more here now. Verizon has tried to step up and actually talk about offering some similar services to what the FirstNet AT&T would offer on a more, frankly, voluntary basis or just as a business development proposition for them. And it remains to be seen whether they can actually really encroach on what seems to be this program whose whose train maybe already have left the station or whatever. But that's been an interesting development to watch what they're up to. Meanwhile, you know, Vermont has some in-state telecom vendors like VTEL and some of the smaller phone companies, the regional phone companies and stuff, who could conceivably step up and get involved in this. Some people here are advocating for multiple vendors actually to be able to tie into this public safety network so that, I mean, for instance, I just learned today that right now, I think one of the vendors, it might even be AT&T, is down in Napa Valley out in California where they're having these terrible wildfires. And meanwhile, T-Mobile is up for whatever reason. It's probably just the location of their switching equipment and so on. But so that tells you that if you're a public safety person, you would probably like to have a situation where you can deal with, you know, Verizon or T-Mobile or Sprint or whoever, as long as you're getting your communications through.
So you mentioned the second option is the state of Vermont could go it alone, get a bunch of federal money.
Mm-hmm.
How would it put that plan together?
Well, you know, that is a big question. And there's a real time crunch on this because the Governor Scott has basically been given the directive from the federal government that he needs to decide by the end of the year whether Vermont wants to opt in or opt out. And, you know, if you opt out, then you are left to find your own vendor. There are, you know, some other companies, perhaps less well-known, in fact, definitely less well-known than AT&T, which can build a network like this and actually have in some places. And then there are other hurdles to clear, including, you know, setting the network up in a way that the FirstNet folks are going to say that that's okay, the state's doing a good job with it. I have a story actually in the works today talking about some penalties that the state might face if, in fact, it went out on its own and then ended up not being able to meet the goals set by the FirstNet program.
Are there some concerns that Vermont just doesn't have the ability to put its own plan together? People might look at the healthcare exchange and say that was not a very good rollout. Can it do this with telecommunications?
Well, you know, more to the point on telecommunications, the state has spent a lot of its federal grant money, but upwards of $100 million in the last 20 years or so on trying to improve cellular and broadband service in the state. And, I mean, if you just look at the results, you know, last time I drove from Montpelier to Hardwick, I had no signal most of the way. And so I think that, you know, there's actually probably some good reporting that needs to be done on just, you know, where's all that money gone? What have we gotten for it? And, you know, I know we have a hilly terrain and stuff when it comes to cell service, but how hard is it? I mean, if you spend that much money, it seems like we should be getting some more results.
You mentioned that the governor needs to make a decision by the end of the year. Do you think it's likely that he'll go along with the recommendation of the Vermont Public Safety Broadband Commission?
I would guess so because, you know, otherwise, why even have this entity set up to, you know, the people who are on the commission, it's chaired by Terry LaValle, who's a senior official in the Department of Public Safety in charge of their radio communications. So obviously he has a lot of technical background and knowledge of this field. There are others on there. One fellow who represents the volunteer firefighters, Ron Kumitz, has been in the business of two-way communications and radios and stuff for a long time. You know, there are people on there with expertise. And, you know, I would think that if you're the governor who has a lot of stuff on his plate, you appoint a commission to go and, you know, dig into an issue and then make a recommendation, it would be kind of a tough thing to then say, well, thanks anyway.
Is it your sense now, based on what you've learned, that going a Vermont option is going to be a tough road?
I'm certainly getting that sense, especially given some of the stuff that I've been seeing. I got a hold of a confidential memo detailing some of the challenges that the state would face in trying to set up its own network, and they are daunting. They are really daunting. And you know, people have been saying from when I first started reporting on this, you know, in the middle of the, say, back around June or July or so, people have been saying that it's sort of tilted toward opting in and going with the FirstNet AT&T plan. And this memo I just got a hold of indicates that it's tilted more than I had known previously.
It's a fascinating issue. Dave Graham of VT Digger, many thanks for being on the program
today.
Glad
to do it.